Hello everyone, this is Teacher Newton and here is another edition of Improve Your English, Melhore Seu Inglês podcast. In this week's episode of Improve Your English podcast, we are going to see some travel and adventure collocations. So first I'm going to read the text and then after we are going to talk about the collocations that are in this text. So this is Catherine's account of her trip to South America. So let's take a look. I'd always had a thirst for adventure and often get itchy feet, so I could hardly contain my excitement when I set off for South America for a year. After a 12-hour flight to São Paulo, Brazil, I had another long flight to Manaus in the Amazon. Then I went by bus to a smaller town. It was a long flight to Manaus in the Amazon. Then I went by bus to a smaller town. It was a very arduous journey. I should have broken the journey somewhere, but I did it all in one go. Next time, I will have a stopover in São Paulo, have a bit of a rest and do the sights before traveling on. After two fantastic weeks in the Amazon, I got a flight on a low-cost airline to Rio de Janeiro. I then tried to get a flight to Peru, but they were all full, so they put me on standby. Luckily, I got a seat on the flight I wanted. In Peru, I went trekking in the Andes with a group. The guide took us off the beaten track, and I felt like an intrepid explorer from another century in some unexplored wilderness. There was a real sense of adventure. One day we actually got hopelessly lost. It was getting dark and we were afraid they'd have to send out a search party to look for us. But then we met some locals who were very friendly and helped us get back on to our path. It was a great trip. So, in this text, there are a lot of collocations for travel and adventure. So, let's take a look. So, the first, I've always had a thirst for adventure. A thirst for adventure is when you really want to go into an adventure, to go into a trip, to get into risky situations. And often get itchy feet. To get itchy feet means a person that loves to travel. Their feet itch and they love to travel. I could hardly contain my excitement. Contain my excitement. I couldn't keep my excitement inside of me. I was so happy and so excited to travel. It was a very arduous journey. Arduous journey is a difficult journey, tiring, that you need a lot of effort. I should have broken the journey. To broke a journey means to stop from time to time during a journey, during traveling. While you are traveling, you stop from time to time. I'll have a stopover in São Paulo. A stopover means a brief, usually overnight stay in a place when on a long journey. A low-cost airline, it's a flight that is not very expensive. Put me on standby. To put someone on standby is to make someone wait to see if a seat becomes available. Intrepid explorer. Intrepid means brave, with no fear of dangerous situations. Unexplored wilderness means a natural area, a wild area that nobody has entered there before. A sense of adventure, it means a feeling of adventure. Hopelessly lost. We actually got hopelessly lost, means completely lost. Lost. When you are in a forest and you don't know how to get out from it, so you are hopelessly lost. Send out a search party. To send out a search party is to send. If somebody got lost in a forest, the police sends out a search party to search and to locate the people that are lost. Now let's see other collocations from articles about travel adventures. So note the collocations in these brief magazine items about travel adventures. Some longed for sunny spells have boosted the spirits of three British women hoping to set a polar trekking record. The women have faced severe weather conditions since setting off to walk to the North Pole 18 days ago. However, the team's base camp manager said she had spoken to them yesterday by satellite phone and they had been relieved to report the weather was sunny and their spirits were high. So in this case, sunny spells means a good weather, weather with sun, hot weather. Boosted their spirits. To boost the spirit means to make people more cheerful, more happier, right? To boost your spirits. The women have faced severe weather conditions. So they faced, instead of sunny spells, instead of hot weather, they faced severe weather conditions in the North Pole, right? Because it's very, very cold. But their spirits were high. Their spirits were high means they were highly motivated. And so these are some collocations about travel, some collocations about adventure. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Improve Your English. And this was the Melhore Seu Inglês podcast of this week. Please follow us on Instagram, Melhore Seu Inglês, and visit our YouTube channel, Melhore Seu Inglês, which has more than 900 English video classes. For anyone interested in Skype classes focused on conversation, please contact me, Teacher Newton, or Teacher Erica. Keep studying English and see you on the next episode of Improve Your English podcast.